Florida's House Bill 1197 officially died this week with the conclusion of the 2022 legislative session. The bill, sponsored by Republican Scott Plakin, would have created a logistical nightmare for most of Florida's public sector unions. Among other changes, the bill would have eliminated automatic paycheck deductions for dues and would have required public sector unions with a membership at less than 50% recertify annually. Notably, the bill would not have affected unions representing police, firefighters, or corrections staff. Rich Templin of Florida's largest labor federation, the AFL-CIO, said the bill would have created chaos for Florida's public sector workers, many of whom were lauded throughout the pandemic as heroes.
It would have increased the uncertainty in their lives. It would have made it very difficult for them to either join or, if they're already members, remain in their union.
An identical version of the bill filed in the state Senate got zero traction this session. Neither Democratic nor Republican senators, Templin said, were willing to give the blatantly anti-union legislation a fighting chance.
The bottom line is that Republicans, Democrats, independents are all represented by our movement.
While less than 6% of Florida workers identify as union members, Templin said legislation that could weaken Florida's unions is bad for everybody, not just those with a union card.
All workers out there that are not in a union, we see them as future union members. And all workers out there who might be involved with a union but feel like it's not for them anymore, the state and the Constitution is on their side, and, we understand.
For WMNF, I'm McKenna Schuller.